They call it the Throwdown Western Illinois Showdown. I got to get my big time radio voice on and say Saturday, Saturday, Saturday. This is at 5 o'clock at the Knox County Fairgrounds in Knoxville, Illinois. 12 Western Illinois County 4-H grand champions in both market and breeding stock will throw down for the biggest bragging rights of Western Illinois. All right. That's a great headline. So we bring in Brent Titus. Can you take us back? How many years you've been doing this now, and tell us a little bit about the idea behind it?
Sure. This will be show number 5 for us. I guess you would call audible that we did the COVID year when we didn't have some county fairs. We still put on an event. It was just a little bit different. And as I tell everybody, it's not unique. We stole the idea from Iowa. They actually have 8 district shows over there. The entire state is split up into districts. And they do this, and they bring them together, and they show for, you know, what we would call a district champion out of the 4-H champions. The idea started with a group of us from Alexis, North Henderson, Rio area that had judged some of the ones in Iowa, and were like, hey, this is a great idea. Really gets the kids pumped up, and a great way to give back to the community as livestock producers.
Yeah, and I know, Brent, you're talking about 12 counties in Western Illinois where there is some really proud livestock heritage. And you talk about, you know, when you say district tournament, this is like the old sectional basketball tournament, maybe in the one class system back in the late 60s, early 70s. Does it have that kind of feel to it when you talk about bragging rights and you say, well, there's kids from Fulton County coming in, and there's a kid from Mercer County, Knox County, you know, whatever Western Illinois county it is? Do you have that feeling with it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is grown in prestige, and I definitely think that the kids, the parents, the 4-H leaders, you know, it has turned into an event that the young people not only look forward to exhibiting at, but it is truly, you know, a championship that they are honored to win. And as you mentioned, the history of quality livestock in Western Illinois, particularly right in this area that we're drawing livestock from, is absolutely incredible. And just as a point of reference, you know, our grand champion heifer at the Throwdown last year goes down the next week, and she's the supreme champion heifer at the Illinois State Fair. The market lamb that got beat at the Throwdown and was reserve grand from McDonough County is reserve grand market lamb at the Illinois State Fair. So, you know, that heritage, that tradition, that desire to be competitive that is so strong in these counties in Western Illinois, you know, it's translated. People are bringing their best livestock, and that's really what we did it for. We want to highlight the good livestock. We want breeders to be able to sell more livestock. And, you know, in a world where kids have a million choices, we want to give away the best and the biggest prizes so that the ones that are passionate, as passionate about showing livestock as, say, one is about playing traveling baseball or softball, it really feels there's a pedestal to stand on for all their hard work.
Amen, brother. All right. So, and I like your social media presence too. So I think it's cool because, you know, the county fair circuit basically in Western Illinois during June and July, you know, you highlight those winners at the respective county fairs and you say, hey, they're coming to the Western Illinois Throwdown Showdown in August. So you kind of highlight that stuff, you know, leading up to your big event coming up this Saturday, right? That's pretty neat you do that.
Yeah, we really want to showcase those kids. We really want them to feel like it is a special thing to be asked to come, and I have to give my wife all the credit for that. She's our marketing and media director. You know, this thing started as 7 people that wanted to do something for kids, and then has grown into a monster of a nonprofit organization that's taking in and giving out significant amount of funds. We added the scholarship deal a couple of years ago as a way to try to bolster the giving that, hey, you don't have to win to be a winner. That, you know, if you're active in FFA, you're a great 4-H'er, you know, whatever, your community involvement is top notch. Maybe you don't have the best animal to throw down, and there's still an opportunity for you to get a Throwdown scholarship. We'll give away 4 more of those this year, totaling $1,500, 2 500s and 250, 2 250s. And so the more money we take in, it just the more we can give back, and we are absolutely committed to giving 100% of those funds back to the children. So as businesses and people donate, you know, it just allows us to bolster what we're doing.
Yeah, and then just kind of as far as the circuit, you know, so you talk about the county fair circuit leading up to the showdown here this Saturday in Knoxville at the Knox County Fairgrounds. That's just right off Interstate 74 for anybody throughout the state that want to attend this thing, that wants to attend this thing. It's pretty easy transportation-wise to get to that location to support, you know, youth and livestock. You know, in terms of kind of the schedule of, you know, how you've pieced this thing together, you go county fair scene, you go this throwdown, and then kids can go on to the state fair the following week. I mean, was there, I'm assuming there was kind of a method to your madness to do it this time of year?
Well, when we selected the four extension units to be involved in this, Peoria County's 4-H show is actually Friday. So in order to get the throwdown in before state fair, you know, that Saturday, that first Saturday in August just became, you know, the only option. Truth be told, we would love to have it a week earlier so that the kids had 2 weeks between it and the Illinois State Fair. But the way Tazewell County is going on right now, and then Peoria County is the end of the week, and we didn't want to exclude those young people from our event. So it is Saturday, the Saturday before you move into Illinois, and we'll continue to stay that way because we're sure not going to tell kids they can't come.
Well, and, you know, again, talking with Brent Titus, one of the organizers of this throwdown, Western Illinois Showdown, you know, talking about bringing, you know, 12 county 4-H grand champions to one location in both market and breeding stock. You've had to be pretty pleased with the growth in the 5 years already?
Yeah, absolutely. The support is, you know, it's almost self-sufficient at this point, I would say. You know, and we still wish we'd get more animals at 4-H shows. It's something that the committee, you know, is worried about in the future. The elite ones want to come. The goal of this was to bolster 4-H activity and young people showing at their 4-H fair. I mean, I'd be lying to you if I told you there wasn't some frustration and that some of those numbers are still dropping. You know, we're committed to this, going to keep pushing at it in hopes that at some point that flips and we double some of these 4-H shows in size. But, you know, kids have a lot of options. And as long as we're getting the good livestock, you know, we'll keep doing it. It's just, it's not like it was 20 years ago, 25 years ago when I was in 4-H. You know, the county fair was the event of the summer. You know, they have a lot of options. They've got baseball, softball, jackpot shows. And our idea with this is to make that 4-H grand championship really, truly mean something.
All right. Again, this taking place Saturday, 5 p.m., Knox County Fairgrounds in Knoxville. You can follow them on Facebook, the Throwdown Western Illinois Showdown. Just type that into the search box. And they also have a website, throwdown309.com. And I bet you their T-shirts are pretty neat, too. All right, Brent Titus, you guys have a good time on Saturday and keep promoting the youth at Western Illinois.
Thanks, Jim.
Again, Brent Titus, one of the organizers, Throwdown Western Illinois Showdown, taking place this weekend in Knox County.